It looks like some. I have two of the founders of Dark Winters Productions, and Richard Perry and Lucas Rowley. And Richard, let me get you just scoot over and be. I know you guys work together. You're such good buddies. You can share the same microphone here. Okay. So, talk about what Dark Winters Productions is. How it came together, and what exactly the group does.
Well, we're a brand new Alaska Native theater ensemble. We're founded by four Alaska Native playwrights, all living here in Anchorage. Myself, Lucas Rowley, Richard Perry, Vera Starboard, Marlia LaBelle, and also Joseph Bedard, who's not a playwright, but he's been involved with theater.
So we got a lot of names that are known to a lot of people around the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about our ensemble is we were all members of the Alaska Native Playwright Project, which ran several years through the Heritage Center here in town with a grant by the Ford Foundation. And that was a really big deal. Native Voices at the Autry, which was one of our mentors and still is one of the biggest Native American theater companies in the country.
And where are they from?
They're based out of Los Angeles.
Okay.
And when we were part of that project, they called it the biggest Native American theater movement of the continent.
Wow.
And so that's kind of where we're coming from. So, you know, we've had a lot of mentoring and support, and so it really is a big deal.
So is it just sort of an emerging thing right now?
Yes, this is going to be our debut event, is our reading of four of our short plays coming up at the Sidney Lawrence Theater.
Okay. And the four playwrights, again, are both each of you, Lucas and Richard, and who else?
Marlia and Vera.
Okay. And all original stuff. No, but they're not actually presented as plays as in the traditional sense, right?
That's right. This is part of the process, getting a play to full production. So the staged readings are, for these one-act plays, part of the process of getting a play into full production. What happens is we'll have the one-act plays, a couple of them will go on, and at the end we'll ask the audience questions about the characters and the story and what they liked and what worked for them and maybe give some feedback.
So you can go into post-production and figure out what bugs were in and what you need to do differently?
Right.
Is that a normal process?
Yeah, it's a pretty standard process for playwriting as we understand it. And this, like Lucas was saying, it's coming from the Alaska Native Playwright Project where we had so much support, and this was part of the process that we enjoyed where we wrote, we did some editing, we had staged readings, and then there's rewriting. And we enjoyed the process so much, we didn't want it to end, and it was looking as if it wasn't going to move forward, so we came together and decided to continue this because, you know, we had such great mentors, we wanted to kind of pay it forward.
And even though they're readings, they're still very entertaining because it's a staged reading. We use props. They've been rehearsed several times.
So it's you actually got actors, not just reading.
Right. Okay. We're going to have some great actors, yeah.
Okay. Well, who are some of the actors?
Well, we've got Eric Robertson, Princess Lukai,
nice.
Coming down from Fairbanks.
Wow, cool.
Breon Westcott is flying up from L.A. He was in The Winter Bear for several seasons.
Yeah.
We've got Deborah Domick is going to be in it, and Caleb Bourgeois as well.
Okay.
So
more names very well known around
So we were really excited to we kind of handpicked our actors. All the playwrights knew who they wanted, and we contacted them, and they were just ecstatic to be a part of the project.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Once again, it's going to be 7 o'clock at the Sidney Lawrence next Monday, the 17th of February. Now, Richard, most of my experience, I mean, we've known each other for several years, but normally just kind of in the nonprofit world. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you were a playwright. What's your show about?
Well, my play is set in, it's similar to my own story where I moved up here in 2004. Of course, it's made a little more interesting. The character for my play, he comes up here to try to get his life in order and meet his native family and find out about his native roots. And he comes up with some drama, and he ends up going on a fishing boat to straighten his life out again, and he gets in an accident. And most of the play is set in his bed, where he's in a coma and he's having some delusions or experiences with an Alaska Native elder. So he has an experience with Alaska Native elder who talks about his life and what he's doing and what he could do.
Okay. So it's semi-autobiographical. I don't remember hearing about you being in a coma.
No coma. Okay. And I didn't have the significant struggles that I put this character through, but that's what we play right to. That's what we do. We we push our characters to pour in.
Well, you can thematically internalize that process, which
right.
which is very, very cool. I've got a press release, Richard, that you put together for me, and some bios of everybody here, and I think my favorite line on here is about Lucas, and it says. Blah, blah, blah. Lucas loves spending time with his family, and he's obsessed with hunting, fishing, and science fiction, but not necessarily always in that order. What order is it today, Lucas? Hunting, fishing, or science fiction?
Well, today it's science fiction, mainly because my play Raven One is a science fiction play, and it's kind of funny. One of my theater professors told me in class, oh, never write a play that's science fiction. You know, it's too hard to do, and people just won't get into it. And I was really happy to kind of prove him wrong, because this play has gone on to win awards, and, you know, it keeps getting readings, and it's just a lot of fun. Audiences enjoy it.
So I don't want to give too much away here, but are we integrating indigenous culture into science fiction in this, or is...
Absolutely, yeah, and that's what makes it kind of fun. Is it's the story Raven One is about this two guys on this starship called Raven One, and it's actually funded in the future, of course, by a Alaska Native corporation. And you know, they're on this mining project way out in space, and you know, they encounter some problems, and they actually use some indigenous knowledge to kind of get them through this rough time. So.
Well, that's an extrapolation. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, so let me ask you, we just got another minute or two left here, but some of your history. Now, you are a lifelong Alaskan, born and raised down on the peninsula. Mm-hmm. Were you steeped in your own indigenous culture growing up, or was that a learning process as well?
No, that was kind of similar.
That's really
to
a dumb question. It's sort of a hybrid thing, but go ahead and answer it.
It's kind of similar to Richard's story. I spent a lot of time with my grandmother, who was in Yupiak, growing up and as a teenager, but I really didn't get into my culture until I ended up going to a tribal school in New Mexico, you know, years later in college. So kind of very similar to Richard's story. It's something I embraced later on in life.
And was it a tribal school, or later on that you became interested in the stage and theater?
It was definitely later on. I've always been a writer, and you know, writing science fiction here and there since I was a kid. But it was all part of this Alaska Native playwright project that the Heritage Center started in 2009. Yeah. That you know, they just kind of fostered these writers, and then I just kind of jumped headlong into theater.
And Richard, your at least your undergrad degree doesn't have anything to do with playwriting. How did you get it? I mean, because I've known you for several years. I did
right.
not know you were a playwright. I asked you a question that's going to take 5 minutes to answer, and you have 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, my degree is in philosophy, and philosophy is involved in everything.
Okay. All right.
You know, about the play and my life story, you know, there are connections. But generally, looking for your roots is kind of the search for all men and all people. And it's part of what this whole project is about, is the search for story and sharing story.
Okay, pretty universal theme, I guess,
yeah.
When you think about it. Okay, so it is Dark Winter Productions, four nice short stories on stage, Sidney Lawrence Theater, Monday at 7 o'clock. Tickets available, I assume, Centertix.
It's actually free. It's pay as you can. So.
Okay. That's my kind of show.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen, guys, thanks a bunch for coming in this morning.
Thanks.
And have yourself a wonderful show.
Bye.
Thank you.
And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email. It's feedback at knba.org. The fax number is 753-3536. And you can always stop on by and say hi. We're on the fourth floor of the Natuk Nonprofit Center at 3600 San Geronimo Drive here in Anchorage. Programming on KNBA made possible with support from members and listeners just like you. Thank you so very much. That's it for Morning Line for Tuesday. Coming up next, National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. You can call the show toll-free, of course, 1-800-996-2848. Till tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3 FM.